Jackson Browne off the album Running on Empty, taking you back to the 70s with a tune called Shaky Town. Right now, at 28 minutes past 8 o'clock, it's a warm welcome to Frank Labidi from IPSS Security. Very, very proud to represent IPSS on our livery here at the studio. You keep us safe. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
You keep a lot of other people safe as well, which is fantastic. Frank, we've been talking lately about technology in terms of how technology has come to the fore in helping you to keep the peace, so to speak. So what role does technology play in modern security and emergency response services?
Technology plays a major role. If you just look at the development of CCTV, off-site monitoring, I mean, it's absolutely huge. Most bigger estates now have their boundary walls surrounded by CCTV. We presently sitting on 1,000, just under 1,100 monitored cameras through the estates. It's quite a bit, you know. We had to expand our control room again. We're busy doing that for the third time. And now we had to have had a 10-year plan with the expansion of CCTV because it takes up space. And it's not just that. It takes extra electricity. And it's enormous because your CCTV actually takes over your all-time outdoor beam because it does the same job. It sees it, but it also, you can call it geofence it off. Evolving into the CCTV set of the business, definitely, but also your alarm, you know, if you have a good controller, your alarm system as well, it is so easy for a good trained controller to see if it's a false alarm or if it's not a false alarm. It is pretty easy to say. I would say 80% to 90% of the alarms can be identified by the controller as either false alarm, as a positive break-in, or as an alarm which was forgotten to switch off when you walk into the house. It's very, very easy to see. And yeah, I think 80% definitely, I would go as far to say 90%. A good trained controller can eliminate a false alarm. Yeah.
And I think therein lies the rub. You talk about good trained controllers, good personnel, generally speaking. But how does IPSS ensure that its teams remain prepared for high pressure situations?
Okay, so we have in house training, like continuous in house training. Might it be shooting? Might it be conflict management? I mean, we just had a company coming in now who did conflict management and other sort of trainings for Club Med staff. That was a requirement, but we did do it previously. We constantly go on courses. We constantly then send the staff on courses. We constantly go on shooting exercises, target exercises. Because I sort of have the expertise, we just don't shoot on targets. We try to sort of create a environment where you walk into a house, as an example, because that's what you do. You just don't shoot. It's also a big part of the business because I've seen like people failing with their targets. They couldn't hit a target from 2 meters away, and that's frightening. Huh? That is a in inverted commas reaction officer, so that is quite bad. I mean, it's not bad; it's unacceptable. But yeah, constant training, constant like creating these environments which a reaction officer, for example, is in. So we create sort of a house type of thing, you know, do it with wooden sort of walls, temporary walls, and we create that type of environment that they're not just shooting on the target, which they have to do obviously as well, but they go into a situation which is a real life situation. And then, yeah, the extra courses, there are so many, it is actually frightening. And it's costly as well, but yeah, they go on training continuously. Yeah.
You also talk a lot about the community involvement factor. How important is the community involvement in the work that you do?
Look, I think it is quite important. a well-knitted community is a safe community. And going back again 25 years ago when I started the Saldrup Neighborhood Watch, my slogan was "Together we make a difference." And that keyword is, I think, together and obviously difference. If you don't do it together and everybody splits up, you're virtually put a risk on security. And that's what I say as well. And I try to promote this over 25 years ago. Promote your local businesses, like buy local, support local. And it sort of, people seem to go away from this now. But if you don't, another company comes in from the outside, right, has no involvement in the community, has no premises, no like monetary value.
No investment.
Within, it's just no investment at all. It's purely a business. It's purely a business for them. And with us, it's a difference. And I say, you support me, I support you. One hand washes the other. I think it's quite normal, you know, and it should work on the principle of you support me, I support you, you know, unless obviously you can't give me that support, then you can go somewhere else. But you should never, I talk about myself now, you should never like say to us, we cancel with you because somebody else is giving us a cheaper rate by 50 or 100 rand. Rather approach us first, okay? And tell us, whoa, there's somebody giving us a cheaper rate. And then we will talk to you. I will say, listen, I can't match this. Then go to company, whatever, X, W, Z, whatever you call it. Because also remember that a new company needs to get clients. So if a new radio station would come into the area, which I don't see this happening, but if the word if, you know, And they would go around and would say, okay, Dave is charging, whatever, 1,000 rand for a 5-minute interview. We come in at 500 rand to get clients. It's the same thing, you know, and there's no difference. But just think about it. At the end, you can't sustain it anyhow. At the end, your fees go up at one stage, you know. People don't seem to understand it. So we had, a much sort of closer knitted community 25 years ago than we have now, I must say.
Yeah, it was easier to do that. It was a lot smaller. Yeah. But you're quite right. A lot of folk have come in from outside not really fully appreciating the value of tight community. And yeah, maybe it's an important point to make and to reiterate because it makes a lot of sense. Just talking about people in the community wanting to improve their safety at home or in their businesses, what would you recommend?
I always recommend just phone your service provider, phone us, and let an expert come out and give you advice, right? You are not an expert. You maybe know what you want, which is fine. Give your input and say, that's what I want. And when I still used to like go out myself and give advice, it was a matter of combining your wants, and I give my input, and then I give you my opinion of what you should have based on your wants and needs, and we combine this together because, you know, people say, okay, I want a passive there, and so, but it doesn't work. You have dogs, so first of all, you need pet friendly passives. If you have massive Great Danes, it won't work. All right, but you can also mask the passives off. So if you really like, you know, we're talking about it quite a few years back, but if you really don't have the money, we buy normal passives for half the price, mask them off, and that's it. It's just a little bit of masking tape. That's all what it does. So it's a speak to the professional and let a professional give you some advice. Ask for one or two quotations. Ask for different quotations. That's what I always say to my staff as well. Please, just don't give one quotation. Give at least two options because I definitely believe in outdoor systems. So, you know, you get alerted before the intruder comes into the house. It is more expensive, yes, but it's an option. You know, it's would be for me option one. And option two would be, for example, if you talk about alarm systems, would be just an internal alarm system. But option one would be definitely exterior combined with interior.
Getting back now to the notion of community as we come to the end of our chat, what message would you like to share with the community about staying safe and possibly even looking after each other?
Right. Staying safe is, again, there the big word is complacency. We seem to have this like fear for complacency, and nothing has happened for the last 2 years. Nothing has happened to me for the last 5 years, and then we become complacent, and you shouldn't be. Businesses as much as individuals, you shouldn't become complacent. You should be aware all the time. You should listen to Radio Life and Style when we're on the show. You should listen to us and, like, you know, do understand what we say and think about it. Just don't wave it away, you know. Think about it. If you think I talk nonsense, that's all right. That's fine with me, you know, but just at least give it some thought. Complacency is a very, very big problem we have, I think, in our community.
Generally, I think in South Africa, it has been the order of business. People tend to, you know, complacent is a word that one uses. I think also a question of comfortably numb is another. And unfortunately, that is perfect for the criminal element to take advantage. So good advice from IPSS, from Frank Labidi. Generally speaking, as you heard him on the morning show today, and he's in regularly with good advice for you to use or not. It's entirely up to you. But ultimately, it's not just a question of handing over the responsibility to a security company, putting a sticker on your gate and hoping for the best. You want to know that you're interfaced with an organization that really is integrated with what's happening on the ground and that has the ability to look after you and that cares, most important. And Frank, thank you for your sponsorship of this, our censored, Uncensored with Penny Faree. That's a thank vital you. Community Thanks, yeah. Information source. And also for coming on regularly to give us the information that is important in this day and age.
Thank you very much. You see, that's another point, you know, sponsorships, supporting local news, et cetera, which is otherwise wouldn't be affordable, you know, yeah. to air whatsoever, you know.
Absolutely.
It takes funds, and that's a big part as well. We're giving back to the community.
Yeah.
You know, we're giving back a lot. We, like, if you take the public cameras alone, what we have given back goes into the millions. What we're giving back monthly goes into the tens of thousands,
yeah.
You know, local community.
But it's good business because it makes sense. When it works together, it works well. We are much stronger.
Together, 100%. Together we are stronger.
Frank Labidi from IPSS, thank you for joining
us. Thank you very much.
Show.
Have a super day.
Morning show continues.